Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
On a recent sunny afternoon, I sat on the front porch of my rural house and daydreamed of a trip to Africa to view the renowned wildlife spectacles. After a while, I became aware of a flurry of activity on a scale far from that of elephants at a waterhole, but no less dramatic. From a rotten log somewhere in the woods in front of my house, termites were swarming. Triggered by the rhythm of their biological clocks, they emerge on newly developed wings on a warm day following a spring rain. At first, I thought they were ants, but a close examination of one that lit on my rocking chair revealed two pairs of equal-sized wings and the lack of a waist, the identifying characteristics for termites. Thousands of them drifted in from the west in a migration comparable to that of wildebeest on the Serengeti Plains. As the vast herds of African herbivores are always in the presence of predators, so did these consumers of plant materials attract carnivores in search of easy protein to ensure their own survival. Instead of lions and hyenas, attacking squadrons of dragonflies thinned the ranks of the drifting termites. They were easy pickings for predators with names like great blue skimmer and pond hawk. Lacking maneuverability, the termites could only rise from their source log on weak wings and depended on the breeze to carry them along. They lit on every surface they touched. Those hundreds that landed on the porch and nearby sidewalk spawned another drama, this one involving terrestrial predators in the form of the local lizards. The three resident species, anoles, fence lizards, and five-lined skinks, were already in the midst of a tumultuous existence as each individual tried to maintain a territory for breeding purposes on a favored section of the porch or chunk of nearby petrified wood. This involved continuous posturing via push-ups and flashing of Guler pouches along with perimeter patrols. Chaos ensued with the sudden presence of the termites. Territories were temporarily abandoned and trespass was rampant as both inter- and intraspecific competition was focused on gobbling down the most termites. My enjoyment of this front porch safari was tempered by the sudden thought that hundreds of these cellulose-seeking termites were landing on my wooden house.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.